Hemlock Bay by Catherine Coulter. Copyright 2001 by Catherine Coulter. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Hemlock Bay. 1. Near the Plum River, Maryland. It was a chilly day in late October. A stiff wind whipped the last colorful leaves off the trees. The sun was shining down hard and bright on the dilapidated red barn that hadn't been painted in 40 years. Streaks of washed-out red were all that was left of the last paint job. There was no charm left at all. FBI Special Agent Dylan Savage eased around the side of the barn, his Sig Sauer in his right hand. It had taken discipline and practice, but he'd learned to move so quietly that he could sneak up on a mouse. 3 agents, one of them his wife, were some 20 feet behind him, covering him, ready to fan out in any direction necessary, all of them wearing Kevlar vests. 12 more agents were slowly working their way up the other side of the barn, their orders to wait for a signal from Savage. Sheriff Dade of Jedbro County and 3 deputies were stationed in the thick stand of maple trees just 30 feet behind them. One of the deputies, a sharpshooter, had his sights trained on the barn. So far the operation was going smoothly, which, Savage supposed, surprised everyone, although no one spoke of it. He just hoped it would continue the way it had been planned, but chances were things would get screwed up. He'd deal with it. There was no choice. The barn was bigger than Savage liked. There was a big hayloft and too many shadowy corners for this sort of operation. Too many nooks and crannies for an ambush. Just plain too many places from which to fire a storm of bullets. A perfect place for Tommy and Timmy Tuttle, dubbed the Warlocks by the media, to hole up. They'd hopscotched across the country, but had dropped out.